This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. Is it work or is it play? How do you know if it's work you are doing or if it's play? In an earlier podcast, I briefly talked about that quote, "Do what you love to do and you'll never work another day in your life." That's true, I said, but some things are still work, even though we may love doing them. Work requires exertion and effort in order to pay the bills and put food on the table, whereas play's all about fun and enjoyment. I know that. But is there a way to bring more play into the drudgery we often refer to as work? I'll answer that with a story. On Fridays, my 5-year-old grandson, Eli, does not have preschool, and so several months ago, I volunteered to keep him on my day off, that day when he is not in school. I soon learned it was more aptly my day on rather than my day off. I mean, that kid is active from the moment his mom, my daughter Maddie, lets him off with me until the moment she mercifully arrives to relieve me. I mean, he's like a blender with the lid off of it. But I truly enjoy those days with my little guy. I mean, we literally seize the day when we're together. We're all out. I try to find something that's fun and interesting for us to do together. A couple of weeks ago, we headed to a small lake nearby as part of our day. And there we hiked, went down to the water and threw rocks in the water for a good while. And then we played chase. And finally, we left, tumbling into the car to head home. As I started the car, Eli asked, "Okay, Pop, what's the plan now?" "Well," I said, "we bought those toys." I was talking about the toys we had bought earlier, and I get in trouble every week for buying him too much stuff. But anyway, I said, "We bought those toys, the Hot Wheels track. We've got to put that together. And then that toy gun, we got to put that together a little bit. And I mean, we all have all these things." I was thinking of how inept I was at putting things together. I said, "We've got work to do." And then Eli said it. Thinking of all those toys I had bought, Eli said, "Sounds to me like we have a lot of play to do." Now, did you catch that? I said work, and he immediately, without thinking, gave his interpretation of the same activity, which he perceived to be play and not work. His words stopped me cold. I sat there with my hands on the steering wheel and laughed. "Just like Pop to turn play into work," I said. "Thank you, Eli, for reminding me it is play." So is it work or is it play? Much of it depends on your attitude. You've got deadlines, you've got pressure. Maybe all the while you've got someone breathing down your neck, demanding better, more, and quicker. Is there a way for you to see it as something of a game? Is there a way to make that work seem more like play? And your attitude is the difference maker, how you see it. Eli saw the same thing I saw, only I was thinking of it as a task. He was thinking of it as play. If you view your work as only something you have to do to get a paycheck, then you lose the joy of the process that goes with it. I mean, the paycheck is important, but don't think exclusively of that. See, all I was thinking of at that moment with Eli was, well, the payoff, getting something done so Eli could be occupied. And that's no fun, really. I had fun when I made a game of what we were doing. When I became, once again, like I do most every week with him, I became a child. I became a kid with Eli as we played. But if you see your work as a necessary evil just to get that check, so that you end up doing only what you have to satisfy the boss or just enough to get that passing grade in school, then, well, work becomes a burden. But if you can somehow see that process as an opportunity, or at least to a degree even play, something you get to do and that you don't have to do, then your feeling of freedom and joy can increase. See, when you get absorbed in the process and see it as play, we can achieve more, far more, and better too. It's not always easy, I admit that, but if you are mindful about doing the common things you're required to do, but doing them uncommonly well and seeing them as an opportunity, seeing it as Eli saw it, as play and not work. And you might find yourself actually enjoying your job more than you thought you ever could. And you might find that that is a practical way to approach your work. Okay, join me next week right here for your Monday morning wake-up call. And between now and then, go out and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs and drank a cup.